Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Before that, how good are our hot school meals? Because three quarters of parents say their children don't enjoy the variety of food. This is according to a survey that was commissioned by Fine Gael. They found parents were actually very critical of the food in terms of how it was presented. And they also say that a cold lunch alternative should be provided as well. What do you think, though? Tracy's with me on the line. Tracy, I believe your daughter gets the hot school meal. Is that right?
She does. And actually, she's moved schools recently. So we have experience of two schools.
Well, what's the verdict?
And in the old school, it wasn't that great, to be fair.
Right.
She did not like it that much. And the pasta, like, she's quite a fussy child, if that makes sense. She likes plain pasta, and the plain pasta was oily. And it still is in the new school, but there's better options. And she's now, like, with the healthy chicken meal, and she loves that.
So she does eat it then, but she just doesn't love the options.
Yeah, yeah. She's so fussy, it's unreal. Like, she won't eat sauces unless I've made them.
Okay.
I don't know if that's my fault.
Whatever you're doing.
I make things from scratch.
Yeah, so that's a big issue.
I don't know if that's why, but...
And how many options would she have, Tracy, roughly to pick from?
About eight, I think. Yeah, eight options, which in the new school is a lot better options.
Yeah,
and even she says
okay.
The meal, they're cooked better, if that makes sense. And they're in, like in the old school, they had to have their lunch boxes and they came in a plastic tub with a seal, plastic, like, you know, you get your ready meals. That's basically what they got. Whereas in the new school, it's a different company. So things come in kind of a cardboard box.
But that was one of the things that was highlighted actually as part of this survey. Children weren't really happy with how the food was presented. So even, you know, to your daughter's point, Tracy, that's obviously, that's the situation as well.
Yeah, it is. Like, as I say, she is kind of a bit fussy in how the food looks. And certain, like, vegetables even were an issue in the old school. Like, carrots, she wouldn't eat them there.
Okay.
Whereas in the new school now...
Whatever they're doing.
Fish, yeah, there was a fish option recently. They add new options every couple of weeks. And thankfully, she will try the new options.
And what about a cold lunch alternative? Do you think
they
that needs to be...
They also have sandwiches. Now, on a Friday, they have a cheese sandwich, but she said that wasn't great.
Okay. Sarah Keogh's a dietitian, Tracy. Just stay with me for a moment. Sarah's joining us in the line. Like, Sarah, when you listen to Tracy's daughter's experience of the hot school meals, is that something, like, do you hear that frequently? Is that a common experience?
So we would hear two things really, really commonly, and it is that most parents actually like the meals and think they're really good. But what we find is they don't tend to sort of make the headlines and things like that. What Tracy's saying, though, is really important is 60% of parents say they have a fussy eater. And I think it doesn't matter what any school food producer is doing. If your child is a fussy eater, chances of them liking it is going to be slim. And one of the things that we would definitely be looking for in terms of new guidelines on the hot school meals is that we actually have a full holistic program that looks at helping children to try new foods, to manage fussy eating. And that starts, you know, even from weaning all the way through. And that is a huge support for that. That if you have a fussy child, you know, you know they're not going to like a huge amount of what's in there, no matter how good it is. But what you find, I know from talking to parents, you know, if you're talking to people one-on-one, they actually think the program is fantastic. And you know, dietitians really, really welcome this because it gives the opportunity for children to have access to a hot meal. It gives them an access. There's really good nutrition standards on it. You wouldn't think it from some of the stuff we see on social media, but the vast majority of the meals are actually meeting the nutrition standards that are there. They're well presented and well cooked. I've seen some of the pictures online, you know, and they're like, my child got served this. Well, that lunch was served at 12:30 hot. It went cold, congealed, and got bounced around a school bag for 6 hours before someone photographed it and put it up on social media. And I don't know how many dinners would survive that and look good.
Well, that is a fair point. And funny you mentioned that, Sarah, because literally just as Tracy was telling us her daughter's experience, another listener sent me in a photograph here in WhatsApp. 087 1400 106 is the News Talk number. And I'm like, you know, there's only a word that comes to mind looking at this photograph today is brutal. It's basically a brown paper, I'd say, you know, folded over cardboard style lunchbox. It seems to be a spaghetti bolognese with pasta shells. And like that, there doesn't seem to be any sauce in it. I don't know whether it was sitting in a school bag for hours, but I mean, it looks like dog food and plain pasta. Like, I don't know who you'd serve this to. It's desperate looking.
But this is exactly it. Like, if you went out for your lovely Mother's Day dinner yesterday and you took that dinner and you scraped it into the box and then you let it go cold and congeal and photographed it 6 hours later, I don't know what restaurant would say that's okay. None of us are going to say that's okay. But the kids are served the meals hot and fresh. And that's the big difference. Now, are there things we need to just absolutely... One of the huge problems is that you have so many fussy eaters. So you can't do a huge amount in terms of putting lots of herbs or spices or things into it because it excludes a lot of the children. Also, with the nutrition standards, you can't do what restaurants usually do, which is add in lots of salt or add in lots of butter or add in lots of cream. So in terms of getting really tasty meals, the companies are working really hard on this, you know, and I think it does need to be checked. And I really welcome that the Department of Social Protection and the Department of Health have a dietitian who is going around all of the companies at the moment. I think that's fantastic that they're all being checked and we'll have a report out on that, you know, but we have to look at things like if we're talking about complying with the standards, like if someone, the standards, for example, are going to say you have to have 100 grams of carbohydrate in the meal, which is perfect. But if you do a smaller portion for junior infants, that gets marked as non-compliant. Whereas parents hear non-compliant and think, oh, that's really bad, rather than a portion size was adjusted. So that's why the nutrition standards are going to be developed and changed. And we know that that's going to come out of the current research that's looking at it at the moment. But I think we need to look at a lot of things with it. We have to try and, the meals are trying to target, most kids will eat them. We do need to have things like plain pasta because there are some children who do have restrictions with that. You know, we need to look after things like, you know, our celiac kids, all of that sort of stuff with it. But the amount we're going into it is huge. And most parents actually like it. What we tend to see, and particularly the survey that's out this weekend, it was a survey. People could respond if they wanted to. And we know in Ireland that the people most likely to respond are those that have an issue. Whereas people actually think it's great are less likely to kind of respond to surveys like that. So, you know, I think we have to really look at the positives of this. It's a hugely positive scheme. It's still in its infancy. It is going to develop and grow, but we have to not scare parents out of it at the moment by forgetting how good it actually is.
Yeah, well, just on that, Tracy, like, do you think the hot school meals, is it just getting too much negative publicity then?
It is getting quite a lot negative publicity. But, like, as your dietitian was saying, it's in its infancy. So they're learning how kids like meals, what way to do it, everything like that. And the new school now also has this thing where you can put credit on the account and get the likes of smoothies, other types of food or options, snack options. And on a Friday, they have like Oreos, which my daughter loves. So stuff like that, I don't mind putting credit on it. I put 15 euros on it.
I didn't even realise. I wonder, is that just in some schools maybe? But
it's not. No, it wasn't in the last school. They didn't do that in the last school. So this option I find great because now they also have fruit on the other side as well. Like they have apples, oranges and stuff like that. So she's eating the fruit as well, that's free.
Yeah, so there's plenty of choice then. Another texter has got in touch to say, fussy child or not, no child is going to want to eat a soggy slice of pizza. This listener says, my grandson had the free school meals in primary school and they raved about them. Maybe it's down to the company that's making them. If they are used, you know, if the kids are used to proper dinners at home, and if they say things like, you know, this is what their mother makes, then I don't think there's any issue there at all. Good compliments, says this texter. Marie's with us on the line. Marie, so your child's school doesn't have the hot school meal. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. Our school is too small to be supplied any form of school meal. So we're still doing the bringing from home for everybody.
Do you feel they're missing out?
Well, personally, I think that all school children in the country should have the same rights. So, yes, everyone should have the right to a hot meal. I also of the opinion that whether it's just the state or a combination of the state and voluntary contributions from parents and other projects, there needs to be more money put towards it, because it's not fair to say that the companies that supply the food in to the schools don't do a good job, because they don't have much to work with. What is it, 185 per day per child? And, you know, I don't know if I could make a really nice meal for my children at 185, you know.
So you think they should be getting more money per child then, in order to try and improve the standards?
I do. And whether that's, you know, voluntary contributions from parents, like the lady said there, she puts in a little bit of extra in the school that her daughter goes to now. She can put a little extra for the extra bits, if there is an option like that. I also know that other countries, they kind of work together with the supermarkets, and anything that's being thrown out or is about to be thrown out or have short dates can be either donated or sold at a very discounted price to the companies. Obviously, it's still, you know, very much edible. I mean, France, for example, they've just banned supermarkets to throw dump food. I'm sure there are ways to do it. And when it comes to fussy eaters, I have one that will eat anything. I have another boy who will, like that, he's extremely fuzzy. But what my husband and I think this is so important, that we've actually donated a polytunnel to the school for two reasons. One is because we're our fussy eater, he's also autistic. And for him to be able to run around and do all these more practical activities is very helpful. But it is also teaching all the children about food, and they learn, like, I like this, I don't like this. Someone went in and tasted, they love the garlic they're growing at the moment, and the other child said, I don't like the garlic.
Get them involved in different foods. And has that gone down well? It has.
They love it. They love that. So my husband even goes in every 2 weeks on a Wednesday and teaches them about it.
Right.
So we're lucky enough to be able to do that.
Oh, well, that's great. It's a great idea, and unfortunate that, as you say, your own school doesn't have access to the Hot School Meal Programme. Fine Gael Senator Linda Nelson-Murray is with us here, Marie, on the line as well. Linda, will the programme be rolled out to all schools so that Marie and other parents who currently don't get to avail of it will be able to?
Hi, everybody. Thanks a million for having me on. The Hot School Meals programme, by the end of this quarter, I suppose by the end of kind of March, April, will be available to every single school. And sometimes the really small schools find it hard to get a supplier to do it. And actually, in some cases, Andrea, the Meals on Wheels have actually started supplying some schools. And one of the recommendations I had in the report was maybe we start looking at some community food hubs for rural areas, where maybe they could set up a community hub, we say, in a village or a town, and can actually get it out to the smaller schools, because it isn't fair that the smaller schools can't get the hot school meals. And just to say as well, you know, I agree with a lot of what Sarah has been saying. Like, if I quote one teacher that came into the committee and said, like, the introduction of the hot school meals has marked a transformative shift for the children attending school. And it's something, Andrea, that I never thought of when I started this, was that child food poverty exists, and that the reason that we started this 6 years ago in 2019 as a pilot project was to ensure that every child got a hot school meal. And today, Andrea, 500,000 children across 3,200 schools are getting a meal. But it is important that we fine tune it and that we get it right. And look, I could have hidden answers out of this survey, you know, but didn't want to. And again, I agree with Sarah, there's so much positivity around it, but this allowed parents to express where they were having, you know, constructive feedback on it, where maybe they weren't happy with you know, either the supplier or the type of food. And another thing that Sarah said as well, which is true, I visited a lot of suppliers. They really are working very hard to try and get this right. And when you, like, I'm a mom as well, my kids are 10 and 11, and my kids just got the hot school meals there in January. So I see the lunchboxes when they come home as well. I'm delighted to say in my case, they are empty, mostly. There's very little left in it. So they are enjoying them. But it does come back home. Like, I'm getting to see that when I come in from work, either at night time or at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. So if there's anything left, it's stuck together. As you can imagine, any bit of food would be having sat in a lunchbox all day. Do you know the way? There's something else as well that we need to bear in mind, is consistency is a big thing that we need to ensure that there is consistency from suppliers. So In some instances, the food goes in a hot box, Andrea. That means that it's cooked in a location. It goes into a van. It goes out in a hot box. That's generally for the smaller schools. And the food can sweat a bit. Whereas the bigger schools, a lot of these suppliers have actually provided a modular kitchen outside the school, a human-sized oven, and a person that works 20 hours a week. Like in my school, they've provided a lady who works 20 hours a week, so it's after giving a job. You've got the oven and the food comes in cold and then heated for the 2 hours just
and
before
then it's
distributed.
Yeah, there's probably a very simple solution though, Linda, isn't there, to all of this? I mean, like, you're in government, just give the suppliers of the food more money. I mean, if they get more money per child per head each day, they'll be able to provide a better meal.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's €3.20. I know one of your callers there was saying something about €1.80. It's €3.20 for the hot school meal portion. That's a 250 gram portion. And the suppliers are able to use that, work with it, and supply modular kitchens as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's working for the larger suppliers. And maybe that's something that needs to be looked at when it comes to other budgets. But it is €3.20.
Yeah, but you're paying a wage and putting a modular kitchen in an oven is going to cost a lot more than that.
Yeah, and it's working for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is actually working. They're able to supply it. But as I said, they're the bigger suppliers. And maybe it needs to be looked at for the smaller ones.
Okay.
And as I said, maybe it does need to be looked at. And look, there's a lot that I think needs to be fine-tuned. But we can't lose sight of the fact
I know. Well, I can tell you the majority of our listeners here getting in touch today, I mean, the overwhelming response to the actual programme itself is fairly positive. But it definitely needs to be fine-tuned. And some of the pictures coming in to us leave a lot to be desired as well. Keep them coming in, though. 087 1400 106 is the number. Aoife Quinn is on the line, Linda. Aoife is a registered dietitian. Just, Aoife, you wanted to make a quick point about this. How are we going to improve the scheme?
So I think the fact that we have clear standards in place is going to kind of keep a good foundation for the meals that are being provided. And as I suppose the point has been made already, it is in its infancy. It's going to continue to develop as any national scheme does. I suppose a point I wanted to make was providing the school and the staff in schools with the support, the training, the education, the tools to be able to create really positive environments in the classrooms, in the schools during these mealtimes. So we know kids can be fussy. Absolutely, there's plenty of fussy kids out there when it comes to food. But having exposure without pressure to lots of new foods is going to be a really helpful thing as well. So keeping really lovely positive environments around these meal times is going to help kind of change their opinions of the meals in front of them too.
There's a listener who's after getting in touch that sent us in a picture. I actually couldn't even tell you what this is. It seems to be rice and I don't know, is it? It looks like stuffing, green stuff. Is it? Maybe it might come back to us. It's Gavin has got in touch. He says, my son accidentally arrived home with this last week. It is absolutely disgraceful. It was described as a hot school meal. We used to avail of the programme when they came out first, but my son hated all of the meals, so we had to cancel them now month to month. I accidentally missed one day, so this is what arrived home. We honestly need to have an honest discussion about what a hot school meal is. This was served in a box. It shouldn't constitute a hot school meal. We need to look at what other countries are doing, the likes of France, and how best to adopt that. What the government are doing is probably costing a fortune and delivering very poor results. And it looks like it's rice, and maybe it's a vegetarian option. Is that stuffing or something? Or I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what it is. Anyway, I'll share it on my Instagram. You can have a look for yourself. It's Andrea Gilligan 1. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.